not a fun time of the year for anybody. You know, it's kind of like Black Monday for players that are in the playoffs and don't go on. And, you know, anytime you clean out lockers and pull out trash bags and stuff like that, it's a disappointing feeling. But, you know, we didn't take care of our business this past weekend. That's what happens. We're fortunate enough that we got into the second round, that we were the number one seed, and that we had the first round bye. Again, we just didn't take advantage of the opportunity. And at least this didn't happen, you know, week 7 and 8 when we were out of it, like a lot of teams were. And you know, our guys fought to the very end. And, again, we just didn't handle our business this past Saturday.
What do you miss about being here in the locker room?
Just the camaraderie, the guys in the locker room, the joking and bantering and things like that. You know, everybody go their separate ways now for next month or month and a half or so, and when we come back, we get ready to start the 09 season.
Are you the type to watch what happens next season?
You know, as a football player, you don't want to watch the rest of the playoffs, but as an American, it's kind of hard not to. But I'll definitely be keeping a tab on the playoffs, and not like have to, but just out of, there's nothing else on TV right now. But, you know, I'll enjoy the next month and a half with my family, and come March we'll get ready to start going again.
As far as personnel moves, you pay attention to that
too? Yeah, I'll obviously see what's going on, but you know, I know we got a few guys up, and there's some questions about some other guys from what I'm hearing, but it's not my department. My department is to be a leader of the guys in this locker room, whoever it is, and you know, it's not my place to comment on who goes and who comes. You know, my job is to be a leader of the guys that are here.
Did Kerry state in the case that he's a starter in this league? He's got
I think there's no question about it. Kerry came in here and done a phenomenal job for us, and whether he's here or somewhere else, he's an incredible quarterback. He's a great player, and any locker room would be lucky to have him. You know, for us, we hope that he can stay around. But, again, that's the decision that's got to be made by the people.
Will he mess up things if they didn't re-sign him and put
Vince
back in there?
I don't know. It's off season. Everything's new again, and so we'll address that when the time is.
What's it take to make the next step? Last year you were a wild card, you lose. This year you get a bye, you lose.
Just keep getting better, bringing in pieces to the puzzle that can help us out, whether on offense or defense or special teams. You know, not one guy's going to win any big games for everybody. Everybody's got to do it together. I think this team learned how to collectively win. We didn't have one guy that stood out amongst a bunch of other guys. We counted on everybody equally. At the beginning, you know, we get to a point where we did things uncharacteristically in our game this past weekend with 4 turnovers. 2 or 3 of them were inside the red zone, and that's just not how we won games this year. And, so you put it all together, the total sum of everything is we've had a great season. 13-3, we were picked to be dead last in our division this year. We started off 10-0. Kerry comes out of nowhere and leads this team to the number one seed in the AFC. A lot of things we accomplished this year were things that a lot of the people, the professionals and the experts didn't think we'd be able to accomplish. From the offensive line standpoint, you know, we rushed, I don't know how many yards we have. Our rookie, you know, made the Pro Bowl. That doesn't happen very often. We only gave up 12 sacks. 3 of them were garbage sacks in a game that meant absolutely nothing. So there's a lot of great accomplishments that happened on this team. Albert Hainsworth being named All-Pro, Corlin Finnegan being named All-Pro, Michael Roos being named All-Pro. And, you know, you look back on it, you're disappointed about the loss, but you got to look back and think of all the things that we accomplished this year.
How much you got left? You think about that?
I think I've proven to myself and to everybody else what kind of a player I am. I'll be 38 in the next couple of weeks, and my game hasn't slowed down. I don't care what anybody says. I had a phenomenal year this year individually. Pro Bowl is one thing, but you don't get named to be an All-Pro just by fluke. And, I still got a lot of gas in the tank. Our goal was for me to play in the Super Bowl. That's what the goal was. That's what the timeline was. Had we won this game, chances are I probably wouldn't have played next week either. It was more than a sprain. It's required surgery. I'll have that surgery in the next couple of days and start the rehab process.
Would you have had that surgery either way? Had
this been week 5, I probably would have been done.
Was this something torn in there?
I don't know how much I'm allowed to comment, even though it's post-season, but still. I've had the same injury in the past, recovered from it. It's not as, just partially torn triceps tendon. not as much as my left one was in 05. That one was about 88% ruptured. This one's not so bad. That's why we had hope that maybe I can get enough strength to play in the Super Bowl, how we made
so
it there.
You wouldn't have had the surgery. You would have until the Super Bowl and then had the surgery. Anyway.
That's what the plan would have been. But, again, if this is week 3 or 4, the chances are I would have been on IR and give the team a chance to have somebody else and develop.
What's the rehab like?
It's not, it varies for everybody. Last time I had it done, it was 4 months, and I was. But I had the surgery in October. I was with the team in March. That's when I left New York, came here, and I was working out full time with the team in March with no problems, no residuals or anything like that. So I don't have any doubts about where the surgery is going to go, the recovery. I know the process, I know the rehab process and the timeline and stuff. I'll be ready for 2009 without a doubt.
Whose decision was it calling an elbow?
The head coach always has a decision. So, it was an elbow. The tricep attaches to the elbow. So, it attaches to your arm bone and then the shoulder bone. And so, technically, it was actually my toe, but, on ESPN radio for the game, it said Anquan Boldin was out with the elbow and Kevin Wyatt had a strained hamstring. So, I was pretty happy about that.
Your hand felt pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, what's the status of Brian Pride?
Brian Pride has made his departure. He is headed for his offseason home right now. There's a good chance by the next 7 days he'll have a few 357 and 50 caliber slugs in him. So he's actually going home with David Stewart today.
Is he a free agent next
season? He is a free agent, but there's a good chance that we might have one of his relatives on board with us next season. We'll see. Yeah.
Can he step up and show a little bit more of a leadership role?
No, you know what? He came on strong his last couple of days. His final weigh out was 185 pounds. So, he did a pretty good job. Again, he was the most consistent player we had on the team. So.
Didn't get injured either.
Yeah, I think he enjoyed the bye week a little too much. He looked a little scraggly, but he came back on. Yeah, he was good.
Thanks,
Kevin.